With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump stumping Saturday night in Minnesota, commenting on President Biden's decision to step down from his re-election bid.
This was a coup of the presidency. They threatened him with the 25th Amendment. They said, Joe, we're going to threaten you with a thing called the 25th Amendment. You're cognitively and physically a mess. And if you don't get out, we're going to take you out with the 25th Amendment. And he said, I'll go. And then the fake news said, oh, he was so brave. He was so brave. No, he was forced to leave.
Polls on the election now suggesting a close race between Mr. Trump and Kamala Harris. Two most striking polls show the former president with a slight lead over the vice president. Also, at SRNnews.com, an agreement has been reached between rival Palestinian political factions, Fatah and Hamas.
The agreement is the latest attempt at resolving a long-standing rivalry that looms over any potential vision for the rule of Gaza after Israel ends its offensive in the enclave. Hamas has ruled Gaza for the past 17 years, whilst Fatah is the main force in the US-backed Palestinian Authority that administers parts of the occupied West Bank. Previous declarations similar to this have failed in the past, and the potential joint government would face opposition from Israel and the U.S., both of which reject the pact. I'm Karen Chemas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Venezuelans casting their ballots today in a presidential election where the outcome will either lead to a seismic shift in politics or extend by six more years the policies behind a major economic collapse, whether it is President Nicolas Maduro, who has chosen his main opponent, former diplomat Edmundo Gonzalez. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a post office.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation says it succeeded in getting postal workers at an office in Aurora, Illinois, to remove a tiny cross that was just visible at the back of a customer counter. The foundation sent a threatening letter to the post office stating that the presence of the small cross was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The group's primary activity is seeking to scour the public square of any symbols of Christianity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa's new pro-life law will take effect Monday, banning most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Legislation was passed last year, but a judge had blocked it from being enforced when the Iowa Supreme Court reiterated in June there's no constitutional right to an abortion in the state. It ordered to be lifted. Currently, 14 states have near total bans on abortion. This is SRN News. Hungary's nationalist leader giving his backing to Donald Trump.
Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban says the European Union is sliding toward oblivion in a rambling anti-Western speech in which he warned of a new Asia-oriented world order. In remarks on Saturday in Bele Tushnat, a majority ethnic Hungarian town in central Romania, he also threw his support behind Donald Trump's presidential bid. Orban is facing growing criticism from his European partners after embarking on rogue peace mission trips to Moscow and Beijing early this month, aimed at brokering an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A judge overturning a Florida law pushed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis attempted to limit diversity and race-based discussions in private workplaces. Judge issued a permanent injunction blocking enforcement. More details at SRNnews.com.